You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Let us continue on with our audience in the Observational Tower with Matthew Desner of Sombra, the Montreal alternative electronic industrial pop group, with whom I talked to back in May. Before continuing to the interview, here is Sombra's new single that we have been mentioning, Casablanca.
Like, and sometimes it's even simpler than that. Casablanca, actually, so there's that, like, driving sound that's right off the top of the track. I can hear it. But that sound was, like, a combination of a few sounds. I sometimes use a website called Splice, which is a really good service if you're an artist writing music with samples. And they just have a huge... library of amazing sounds a lot of other indie artists make and stuff, so it's really cool. And
that's
it is a subscription based
oh okay
you can have a free account and get some sounds, I think But it is subscription based, but it is one of the things like I much rather as an artist, I much rather pay for that than say Spotify or something. But yeah, no, I, it is good. And I, that sample was like a mixed, it was a mix between two or three samples that I really liked the sound of. And then honestly, the Casablanca started by kind of really like playing around with that sample. And then I accidentally moved it to a guitar input track. Okay. With like a few, like a dirty amp or something on it. And I love the sound, the gritty, dirty sound that it gave. And that kind of led Casablanca forward. Like if you listen to it, it's like you listen to the first four bars, it's like a cleaner sounding sample. And then when the guitar and everything pops in, it like gets really like raunchy sounding. Mm-hmm. And that's because literally I accidentally put a track onto the wrong, onto the wrong track. So no, that's
it's a happy mistake.
Happy mistakes are, I definitely make a lot of them. I think growing up, I was just a little too like I wasn't very organized when it came to that. Like my old God, if I went into some of my old like Logic files or something where I write music, I'm just like
cringe a bit.
Oh God, it's like I'm looking like why is this track called like I don't know like. Green High or like Wet Dog. I'm like, what is this? Like, I don't even know what's happening. Finally, like now I know I color code and I use
like visual
some stuff and definitely color coded everything. All the synth tracks are color coded in one color and they're labeled pretty clearly. Definitely a good habit. Don't get into bad habits when you're writing music because it will kill you eventually. Say sometimes something gets a little corrupted or something or a file is gone and you're just looking at it like, why is that? Like, what is this sound? And you're just, it's like, it's a nightmare. So definitely be organized. But yeah, so that's kind of moving forward, just trying to... trying to do things with a purpose. I feel like in sometimes in my old writing and not to say on the EP, like I said, but for the most part, I really do like the EP, but I feel like at times it was just, I was just like, oh, let's add that. Let's add another guitar track there. Let's add another thing there. And I felt like on two or so of the tracks on that first EP, I just think it was a bit too much sound for me. And I'm really trying to like, I think a lot of what I do now is write a lot of parts and then I take off stuff. I'm like, what do I really need? What doesn't help the song? And like, I think that's essential to do. And that's kind of what live tracks, that's live too. That's what we're trying to do is like, I don't want to have the sample out up front. I want to say, okay, what is Sombra and nail it down and not have too much going on. And like, just really nail down what needs to be there. Because naturally a live performance is going to sound, unless you have like 20 people on stage, if you're doing a big kind of music arrangement, like a
chamber orchestra.
Exactly. But you're not, it's not going to be exactly like the live recording.
Yeah.
So like, I rather not try and emulate it, but not emulate it as properly. I rather just like, and that's, we're still working on that. And I'm like, it's a constant work. It's constant work to nail that down with new music as well. And yeah, so I definitely would encourage you if you saw us like last year or something, like the sound like next year is going to be very...
So different, drastically?
I think so. I think pretty drastically different. I think it's going to sound, in my opinion, a lot more cohesive and, you know, just, just a happy medium between what, what the album would be and... what like a stripped down live a performance should be. It's going to be intense, but it's not going to be I don't want it to be a wall, an unnecessary wall of sound. Like I want it to be a coordinated wall of sound, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting description there.
Yeah.
So actually let's get into, we've been talking about it, Casablanca,
yeah.
Which is the reason, I guess, why we're here talking to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I got to debut the music video,
yes,
on one of the blogs I write for, Ride the Tempo.
Yes, a great blog. Thank you very much for premiering with us.
Well, you're welcome. It was through Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah. So Sarah Manto, she runs Hot Tram Management. She's another shout out to her. She's great. She's done a great job. She's worked with a lot of artists from Montreal. building her company up. And yeah, I know she's been our booking manager since, or booking slash publicist since like February, I think. Anyway, or a bit before that, actually, late last year. And yeah, no, she's done a great job helping us kind of develop the material in the form of like making it good to go public and doing some of the, you know, the behind the scenes work for us. So we can focus on the music, and especially with me, like I said, I was doing some traveling and like writing while I was there. So mm-hmm. It was kind of more of a spiritual thing in that way, like writing. You don't want to be involved with having to do
to like devote inside. Time to like reach out when you could,
exactly.
When you're able to allow someone else to do that.
Naturally, even with her, like I still have to do reach out, because like you're a musician in this day and age. If you're not doing reach out, like you're not doing it properly. Like you have to be doing some of that too. It's not. It is the reality of it, but yeah, definitely with her there, it's helped a lot, and yeah, I know she's been doing some great work with a bunch of other artists that she works with. So definitely check out Hot Trap Management, because there's a lot of nice talent that she has, and yeah, I know it's nice to be part of her little community. So it's cool.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk a bit now about Casablanca?
Yeah.
What is the song about?
Yeah, the song is it's kind of about it. Like I said, the song about how it developed a bit, but I think it's about really not. It's about being in a. I see Casablanca like, so the kind of play on words is like Casablanca. What's with a K?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of about a blank house in a way, and it's kind of a feeling. It's a feeling that's not. Of an emptiness within a space that's supposed to be a home, kind of thing. Like when you're in a, I imagine myself being like inside like the walls of a home, and without any furniture, without any thing that gives a human connection to it, it's empty, and it's not a place you want to be, but because for me in this place is home, I still have to like live there in a way. It's like, it's kind of about accepting that the place that you are in will not always be the way you imagine it to be in a way. It's not going to be, it might like, you might not feel at home within yourself totally, but it's kind of, it has, in a way, it has the negative connotation as well, that like you're gonna keep it. It feels like you're being chased out of that home. But for me, it in a way, Casablanca actually has a. It's more of an acceptance kind of song. It's like a drudging acceptance of that, and it's like, It means for me, it's really just about finding that balance within that home, because like you're not, I think wherever we are in life, we're not 100% happy with our current situation. And like, I think if you're not, you can't fault that. Like you can't, like it's natural. So I think that a lot of the album is kind of around that track as well. Like I wouldn't say it's a concept album that we're working on, but it's kind of about feeling like you want to escape, but and thinking like, yeah, escape is like the best idea, but it's not going to bring you that light at the end of the tunnel that you think about, that you imagine. So it's like, it's better to accept that empty house for what it is and like try and build it, you know, build it up.
Yeah. That's, these are like high concepts here.
Yeah, I know. I think I like to But then I try and drag it down a bit and keep it simpler and really, like, I think a lot of the emotion I'm trying to pull across in Casablanca itself, without I'm kind of thinking about the full album's themes and whatever. But Casablanca itself is really, it's trying to nail down that chasing emotion, that feeling that you're being chased out of your own home kind of thing. And I think, and that's what, like, the main line of the song is, and I think there's also a bit of, I wouldn't say a religious connotation, but I do say in the song a lot, like, this house is blank, this church is greed. And that's, like, one of the probably the main lines of the song. And I think it's, like, kind of being at, like, being okay with that position you're in is a bit of a spiritual connection. So it's, like, I think I'm in the song, I'm trying to accept that, and it feels greedy to me in a way. So it's, like, it feels like I'm do I have the right to make this house that doesn't feel like home, a home kind of thing. And it's that chasing feeling. It's like, it feels like I'm constantly being pulled out the door kind of thing. I think that's where the lyrical connotation came from. I kind of, in writing, I feel like sometimes it's definitely a spiritual, like, thing for me. It's kind of using a metaphorical feeling just to describe simple emotions that I can't quite portray in simple ways. I don't know.
So this feeling of being chased in an empty house, have you certainly felt this in your own life?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the empty house can also just be the mind for me. I mean, I think.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's a good description as well.
Yeah, I think that's as a musician, as somebody in art in the arts, it's a hard place to thrive in some ways, and I'm like, that said, like, I'm a happy person, like, I'm very, like, I'm really, like, I love creating and I love the music I create and everything, but of course, like, we've all, like I said, we all have that feeling, like, we're in a way at times we're being chased, the time is running against us kind of thing, and, like, we need to, you know, I think, like, Casablanca it tries to just, you know, make sense to all that, and, like...
Like a grounding.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, I guess it has, you know, it's an earlier track on the album, so it kind of, like, leads to other stuff, but it has a dark ending in the way that, you know, it says, like, at the end, you know, the last line is just, like, just when you feel like waking up, and then the song pretty much, that kind of hard cut towards the end, and mm-hmm. It's just, like, so just when you feel like you've kind of accepted it, who you are... Well,
there's some doubt.
There's doubt again. So it's like, I get it has those. Yeah, it has definitely. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a happy song, but for me, a dark song can be happy because it gets some negative emotions out that weren't out before. You know, so
it's kind of an enlightenment as well, just to get it out there.
Exactly, and I'd love to share more about some of the others. I mean, some of the others, like, I can't say.
You can't share anything.
I can share some more, but, like, it leads into a song that I'm really happy with and working on. It still needs a lot of work right now. It's still in a demo stage, but it's called Inside My Collar, and it leads into this track. And this one kind of, in a way, is a continuation of Casablanca, but it's kind of like a more outwards looking, it's not like within the own home of the mind or whatever, it's kind of trying to connect that to relationships and whatever, and like how that you know, being comfortable in your own body can lead to, and your own self can lead to being comfortable outwards, and I guess I mean, there's,
well,
definitely,
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Like, quite recently myself. Yeah.
If you like to elaborate, go for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's actually, it's already out there, and I already did it on radio. No, I recently just got comfortable and confident to come out as gay.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing, and I just felt ready just to be myself.
Yeah.
Outwardly.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, I think there's definitely, like, the title of the album we published already, so it's going to be called Free From Interruption, which mm-hmm. is so... that's actually, so the very last song in the album, it's like actually the last lyric on the album. So, it kind of has it's like, honestly, so the song that I'd say 90% of the album's pretty dark. With a few, like I said, there's that like hip hop track that's kind of like hip hop. I don't want to say hip hop. It's not hip hop, but hip hop style track with that like intense ending, and it's like middle of the album or whatever, and it's like it's kind of like a, and there's a few times where it's like a break from like the dark kind of industrial stuff, and like even that third song Inside My Collar has like a bit of a, it's more, I'd say, has more of like a psychedelic kind of I don't know, like Interpol-y driving vibe. But they all have like a lot of dark connotations, and then the very last song in the album, I think, is just tries to, it kind of has a happy ending in a way, and that's kind of where like Free From Interruption come like was like kind of the like the all encompassing thing that we wanted to say, is that I think like I don't like to be, I think that's kind of where Sombra's name, even when I was saying how it's like it's dark, but I'm like trying not to take myself so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to say at the end. It's like, this is dark and everything's like, so I'm trying to use big metaphors and whatever, but it's like, no, what? Like the last song is like it's just, no, what? Be free from interruption. Like you can, like, there's a lot you can set your mind to if you ignore everything that was just said and maybe this whole album. Like that's kind of what I'm trying to say, is that like there's
like a beautiful ending, is that, like, so I'm getting a sense that that might be what it's
I'd love for it to come off that way. I don't want to put pure like dark music into the world. I don't think we're
Yeah, I don't think we need any more darkness right now.
No, exactly. And I think like it's honestly, at the end of the day, like we're in, like there is like some, like there's a lot, like a lot of, I think a lot of the album relates personal feelings and stuff that's happening inside the mind to outwards things, you know, like be it relationship, be it political, be it like whatever. There is like, it's not that I'm straight forward to like touching on one thing or another. Some cases yes, but it's like regardless, it's more of an all-encompassing feeling. But then like at the end, it's just like I do think that like personally myself and, you know, society, I think I'm at my best right now than I've ever been in my life. Like I'm actually really happy with what's going on in my life and whatever. Like,
well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, and that said, like, I think as dark as some of the stuff happening in the world is, we're relative to history, we're at a pretty good point in the world. Like the fact that anyone can live happily in their own skin, at least where we are in Canada.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. Like it's amazing, and I'm happy that of that. So I think that that's why having, like, I don't like having like a totally dark, I don't want to put something totally dark in the world, because I do think there's a lot of good to be said as well. Mm-hmm. And if I'd love to, like, it's on my like bucket list to write a pure happy song.
Yeah, something to strive for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like our time together is coming to an end for this interview. It was in the Ride the Tempo description. Right. When can we kind of expect Free From Interruption?
Yeah, it's going to be in the fall. Like I said, I'm trying to be a bit more of a perfectionist.
But not too much.
Not too much. It's going to be coming. No, it's going to. We really do want to put something out this fall, and the plan would be to hopefully do some touring towards the end of the year. Yeah, so nice. November, December, hopefully come around to definitely Toronto, definitely.
Maybe try and get into Guelph.
And then, and then hopefully like Northeast States and maybe I'll see how far we can go. And then hopefully next year try and, we're a little late for the festival circuit this year, kind of putting music out a little too late. Didn't have the material at the moment to really nail it down, but hopefully next year the goal would be to play some of the bigger festivals and whatever and do what we can. But yeah, so I think we can expect something in October-ish.
Oh, nice.
I'm saying October. There'll be an actual date at some point soon, but we will be putting out some more stuff. We're probably gonna be working on a cover potentially, just to put some music out during the summer. And
Amplifier
also,
cover?
Huh?
Amplifier cover?
Oh, man. Nobody even, they think it's our own music. Nobody's going to know it's a cover. we'll see. We're working on some stuff kind of in the works, in the oven. But and then we do have, there'll be another track that will probably be released during the summer from the upcoming album. So, you can keep and watch for that for sure. And,
Where can we find your social medias and how to contact and find, listen to your music?
For sure. You can go on, so go to Sombra MTL. So if you go to SombraMTL.com, there's a website with actually a bunch of links, links to our anywhere. But I would just search Sombra MTL on Facebook as well. And we have all the links through there. Instagram also Sombra .MTL. .MTL. I should probably check that. I should have known that before I went on there. Just write Sombra MTL, you'll find it for sure. There's links to all our music there. And if you listen to it and like it, I would definitely love to hear from you. It's nice to, I always, it's one thing I think I don't do enough sometimes. It's like I listen to my friends, Matt, we were talking about Blue Nuit the other time. I listen to them all the time. And know what? I think I went out to one show, but I haven't. I've told them in the past, but like I love their music. I think more often we need to, especially with local artists. I think we have to say that we love what they're doing a lot more than I think we do at times. I think that it's really important for a lot of people are making music, and I don't know. I feel like too much it happens that after they break up or whatever, then it's like, oh, why'd you break up? I loved your music so much.
There needs to be more.
Feedback's always huge, and there's so much good music coming out of Montreal. I was gonna quick shout out, as if you listen to more music coming out of Montreal, check out Catalogue with a K, Catalogue.ca. And it's my friend, like I said, Josh Spencer, who runs Kick Drum MTL. And basically he made like a digital catalog of pretty much every artist working in Montreal. And it's like an amazing thing he did, because like there is so much good music coming out of the city. And like, honestly, it's hard to find, and it's hard to know who's doing what. And I think it's a great thing he's doing, and there's a lot of good promoters and a lot of good people working in Montreal to make sure the music's being heard. But if you don't go to shows, it's hard, and bands aren't.
Yeah, that's the main thing now, to go and see them live. That's like the real support is in that.
It is. If any reason you can't, by sharing and just listening and sending a message to another band being like, hey, I really love your music. And that goes a long way in itself. And I think the one thing as a indie musician working is like, the one thing that I think they should do is just don't stop doing it. Even if, obviously life will happen and you got to get to other things and do other work, but just keep the love for it and keep putting out music and if it's only for you, I'll know it. Like, you're putting stuff into the world and a lot of people aren't. So, yeah.
Yeah. I guess to finish off, is there any words of wisdom you want to relay to our good sentries?
Our good sentries. Have a good sentry. No, I'm joking. honestly, yeah, just keep supporting local music. And yeah, thanks for listening and support the radio stations. And if your listeners are in Ontario, there's a lot of student strikes going on to try and get, push back at Ford. I'm from Quebec, so don't listen to me, but I'm sure it's definitely unfortunate. You got to keep money in the arts, and that's not a priority a lot for the any conservative government.
Yeah, so. Apparently not.
Apparently not. So, yeah, no, that's the word of wisdom. Keep supporting local music, and yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Matthew, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed this interview.
Me too. Me too. Awesome. And thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Hey, this is David Stein of David Alexander and Copper Sound Studios in Guelph, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca. Enjoy!
Yes, yes. Thank you again, Matthew, for a wonderful time we had together recording this audience feature. The musical tracks we heard during the interview segment of today's observational session, in sequential order, was Sombra's 2018 single, Normal Human, Anyone You Know from Sombra's self-titled 2018 EP, Minion Song by Amplifier from 2011's The Octopus, The Sound of Muzak by Porcupine Tree from 2002's In Absentia, Animals by Sombra off Live at the Hive, the new Sombra single Casablanca, and finally Feed from their self-titled 2018 studio EP. With the remainder of this show, we have new music to gaze upon and concerts to report, so you know what's grand and spectacular across the ever-changing musical horizon. Starting off a triple Audible observational set is David Alexander. David Alexander, aka David Stein, is starting up a new concert series in Guelph called Copper Wires, duly named after his music studio in Guelph, Copper Sound Studio, I assume, to focus on live electronic music and performed visuals. His first concert curation, named Copper Wires Number 1, is taking place on Thursday, August 8th at the E-Bar. It will feature David Alexander, Dark Wave Sonic Landscapes, brought to you by Analog Module Synths and Drums, Anthems of the Void, a interstellar rock band drenched in electronica from Toronto in New York, and World News, a psychedelic synth duo from Toronto. So this Copper Wires Number 1 show, Thursday, August 8th at the E-Bar, tickets are $10 in advance. When you go online, you can find the Facebook page for this concert, or $15 at the door. It's a 19 plus event, and doors will be open at 9:30 p.m. So to help promote this, we're going to go back to David Alexander's Crossbow album from 2015, self-released and pay what you can on Bandcamp. Here is Betrayal by David Alexander. We'll be right back. Starting that observational set was David Alexander with Betrayal off his 2015 album Crossbow, Pay What You Can on Bandcamp. Make sure to check out his upcoming performance as part of the new Copper Wires concert series in Guelph, Thursday, August 8th at the E-Bar. Next, we have the new single by Toronto female electric string quartet, the Deva Quartet, Day Without Dawn, self-released on various online music platforms. An interesting note, the SMK actually broadcasted or premiered Day Without Dawn, which was unreleased at the time, way back, I just realized when I was looking it up, October 30th, 2017. This was show 46. For that year's Halloween special. And we concluded with a live implosion by improv noise rock KW Guelph Brampton Collective Yumpster called B off the release Live in the Jungle, released by Three Nines Compact Cassettes, recorded on September 29th, 2018 with Jesse Alarcon, Chris Harry, and Dan Loughran in this rendition of the band, at 3-9's Mini Fest 2. Yumpster will be playing with Future Machines, Animatus, and Death the Binary with visuals by Peter Gorski of Fractal Sound at the Splendid Industries Presents the Peanut Gallery Inaugural Ball at the Junction City Music Hall in Toronto, 2907 Dundas Street West, on Thursday, August 8th. Which the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope is a proud sponsor of. Go check out the Facebook event for more information on this event. To wrap up this broadcast for today is the Toronto art electronic rock band Wax Limbs and the next track off of their brand new album, The Autumn Bell, self-released and available on Bandcamp, that next track being Tidal Wave. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.
Fly high over the ashes. Your home is gone, but there are greener pastures somewhere far away, and I can't slow the churn.